Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Cyber check, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time. Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the cyber chase. We'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on. Just wait.
We've got to reach the top to stop Hacker from erasing Motherboard's memory and taking over cyberspace.
First, we have to measure how much rope we need.
But we lost our tape measure in the caves of Oblivion, remember?
Greetings, Earth Brats.
Hacker!
Just thought I'd drop by. Speaking of dropping, happy landing, kiddies.
Cut!
Hooray! What a performance, Hercules! I smell a golly award. You okay?
Yeah,
we're good.
Oh, we're fine, Didge.
Beautiful, guys! Beautiful!
Thanks, Mikey.
You want us to do it again?
Oh, no way! That was golden! Next scene is Digit's rescue. Here's what I want you to do.
Man, making a movie is fun!
Hard to believe it's Mikey's first movie. He's really a good director.
Don't move, darling. You need a little blow-dry to get rid of those frizzies. You are a cyber goddess.
Thanks, Bobby. You're the best.
Ooh, is it me? Or did it just get cold in here?
You're right. I feel it too. Hey, where'd this fog come from?
Wow, it sure is thick.
I can't even see my hand.
Hey, who's there? Let go of me! Stop, ow, that hurt!
The fog's going away.
And it's getting warm again.
That was really weird. Hey, where'd Bobby go?
He's gone! Gone with the fog!
The strange disappearance of Bobby Blanco, Gollywood's leading hairstylist, follows the fog-filled disappearance of two other well-known stylists, Mandy Mascara, the makeup artist, and Jean-Claude François-Pierre de la Fontainebleau, the clothing designer.
Three mysterious fogs, three missing stylists. Weird.
For now, the authorities are... That's right, in a fog. And without Bobby, I can't do a thing with my hair.
Whoa, this is serious. Gollywood really needs its stylists.
And now, for a check of today's weather, we turn to Stormy Gale. Stormy, can we expect any more fog?
No, Erica, no fog in the forecast. For now, it looks like things will stay hot and humid in Gollywood. More bad hair days ahead, I'm afraid.
What's up, Mikey?
Bad news. Unless someone finds Bobby, Mandy, and Jean-Claude, the film will be canceled.
Cancel a Cyber Squad movie?
Why? It's gonna be the best movie of the year.
Without their favorite stylists, the other actors won't go on camera. I was gonna be the next Steven Spielberg!
Don't worry, Mikey. We'll find them.
Hey, guys! You better come see what we found! The prop department said they didn't put it here. They don't have a clue where it came from.
What does it do?
Yikes! It's blowing cold air!
Yeah! Ooh, it's getting really chilly in here.
It got cold like this right before the fog rolled in and Bobby disappeared. Remember?
You think the cold air from the machine had anything to do with the fog?
If it did, then someone used this to make enough fog so we couldn't see what happened to Bobby. Pretty clever.
Ew!
What is this stuff?
Wig gel. There's only one Borg I know who uses wig gel like this.
Hacker!
Huh?
What's that noise?
Hacker!
What have you done with Bobby Blanco?
Wait, Mikey, that's not Hacker. It's Christopher Droid, the actor you hired to play Hacker.
Yes, but the real Hacker was here.
I bet the real Hacker was the one hanging from this make-believe Reeker when we were filming.
No, that was me.
So you were the one who made the fog?
No, that was him, the real Hacker.
But why would Hacker make off with Gollywood's top three stylists? I mean, he's a fashion disaster.
Okay, listen, kids. I don't care how you do it, but you've gotta find those stylists. Do it for them, and do it for the Cyber Squad movie. Directed by Mikey Spikey, written for the screen by Mikey Spikey, from an original idea by Mikey Spikey.
Next up, the Northern Frontier.
These new security cameras are really great, huh, Buzzy?
You got that right, Diddy. Nobody can sneak up on the boss now.
What's the boss gonna do with those guys? Any ideas?
Oh, but maybe John Cloud, what's his name, can make us some new uniforms.
Yeah, these are kind of drab. We need something bright. Something with embroidery, or maybe police. Yeah.
You're a regular artiste, Diddy. Come on, Calvin Klein boy.
Look at this event as merely a momentary interruption in your glamorous, happy-go-lucky lives.
You mean we don't have to be afraid of you?
Of course you do. I'm the Hacker. Everybody fears me.
I don't.
I suggest you rethink that thought, Mr. Bobby Blanco. This is not a Gollywood movie. This is the real deal.
Now then, I'm giving you all the chance of a lifetime. The opportunity to dress and style the future master of cyberspace.
Oh, really? Where is he?
Unless I get the perfect makeover, you and your giddy friends won't be returning to Gollywood anytime soon. Get it?
Got it.
If we're right, Hacker's got Bobby, Mandy, and Jean-Claude inside his hangar. What do you see, Inez?
I see that Hacker's got new security cameras everywhere. We won't be able to get near that place without being spotted.
Oh, yeah? Watch and learn, Earthlies.
Hey, Buzzy, check out this goofy-looking bird.
We're supposed to be security guards, not bird watchers. Hacker's either going to a masquerade party or he's having a midlife crisis. Hacker's got all three of them. They're giving him a makeover or something.
Come on, let's go rescue them.
How, Matt? With the new security system, Hacker will see us before we can do anything.
Good point.
Wait, how did Hacker take Bobby away? We were standing right there.
I know, by hiding in a fog.
That's it. If we can fill the hangar with fog...
Oh, we can get everyone out before he has a clue what's going on.
Oh, yeah! Right.
Only one problem. We don't have the slightest idea how to make fog.
Maybe not, but I know someone who does. Ms. Gale, are you here?
I'm here now, but not for long. Gotta tape a weather update in just 2 minutes.
We just need some help about...
Sorry, I have to go, but feel free to look around till I get back.
Guess we'll have to figure out how to make fog on our own.
Earthlies, over here, a fog chamber.
What's a fog chamber?
Only one way to find out. Hey, where's the fog?
I don't know, but this place is pretty cool.
Not cool enough. I think.
Huh?
Remember when Bobby disappeared? How the temperature dropped right before the fog formed?
Yeah, we thought that machine we found made the air cold and somehow made fog appear.
Look, a temperature control. What if we make it really cold in here and see what happens?
Go for it, Jax.
Come on, Fog, where are you?
It's getting cold, all right.
Look, it's working. As the air gets colder, fog is forming.
What's this? Spectre fogs? Wonder what they do.
Hey, the fog is making these walls wet.
You know why? 'Cause there are teeny tiny droplets of water in the air. I can see them through these spectre fogs.
Cool.
I see them too. Amazing. Fog is millions of tiny specks of water floating in the air.
Wow, cool.
Yikes! A monster! It's huge!
Relax, Didge. It's just a bug. Remember, small things look big in these spectafogs.
No kidding. If that bug is tiny, these fog droplets must be super tiny.
You got that right.
Miss Gale!
Without the three top stylists, Gollywood is as quiet as a third-run movie theater. Coffee shops and restaurants are going out of business.
Yay!
Health clubs are closing their doors. And the biggest event of the year, the Golly Awards, may be canceled.
Oh, no! I love the Gollies! That's my favorite show!
Oh, boy.
Okay, Hacker, we did your makeover. Can we go now?
That's the Hacker to you. And you'll go when I tell you to. I'm just getting started.
Let's warm it up a little in here. Let me guess, you need a little help about fog.
Yes, please. We're trying to figure out how to make fog.
Well, looks to me like you've already discovered the recipe. Take moist air and chill. I think I'll use that in my next weather report.
Hey, where's the fog going?
As the air warms, the droplets evaporate back into the air.
Huh? Come again?
The droplets change to water vapor, the way they were before.
So if you cool down moist air, you get fog. Warm up the air, the fog goes away.
You got it.
Great. Now we know how to make fog. Back to the northern frontier.
Wait! We know how to make fog, but we still don't know how cold we have to make the air before fog will form.
No problem. All you have to do is figure out the dew point, the temperature at which dew and fog forms.
What's a dew point? When you do see fog?
Not that kind of dew. D-E-W. Did you ever see water droplets on the grass really early in the morning?
Yeah, that's dew.
That's dew. Fog and dew are made the same way, like this. Here's a little experiment for finding the dew point.
A can of water and a bucket of ice?
We're going to use the ice to cool down the can until we see water droplets, or dew, on the outside of the can.
Like when water droplets form on a glass with an icy cold drink.
Exactly. As soon as we see the droplets, we read the temperature. That's the dew point, the temperature at which condensation forms on the can.
The temperature is at 75 cyber degrees now, and there aren't any water droplets on the can.
So we know 75 degrees is too warm for fog to form.
Should I add some ice?
Yes, please.
It's working. The can's getting cold.
More ice.
Still no water droplets. It's down to 70 cyber degrees.
65 and dropping.
Still no water droplets.
It's not cold enough yet.
More ice coming.
Temperature's down to 60.
Water droplets forming. What's the temp now, Jax?
55. That means the dew point is 55 cyber degrees.
You got it. Gotta go. Time for another weather report. You guys have all you need?
You bet. Thanks, Ms. Gale.
Anytime.
Let's rock and roll. All we have to do is cool the air in Hacker's hangar to 55, and we'll get fog.
we have to do?
Sneak in, lower the air temp to 55 cyber degrees, and voila! We've got fog!
Go for it!
Right!
Hey! There's that funny-looking birdie again!
I'm going in!
Be careful, Didge!
Where is that temperature control thingy? Bingo! The air conditioning is on and set to cool down to 55 cyber degrees.
Great! Tell us when it starts to fog up.
Is it getting cold in here?
Only in your hard drive, hacker.
What?
Oop. The hacker?
I don't get it. The temperature is 55, but there's no fog. Something's wrong. There's not a wisp of fog in here.
But we made fog in Gollywood. Why can't we make it here?
Didge said it's 55 cyber degrees in the hangar, so we know the temperature should be right.
Then how come no fog?
Come on, guys. What do we know?
Fog forms when the temperature drops.
And the moisture in the air turns into water droplets. Hey, in Gollywood, all the moisture in the air that caused the fog also made my hair frizzy.
Inez, you know I'd love to talk about hairstyles, but is this really the time?
Yes, check it out. My hair's not frizzy like it was in Gollywood because there's not as much moisture in the air here.
That's it. With less moisture, it's harder to get the water out, so it's harder to make fog.
Oh, man, we blew it. Our measurement was right for Gollywood, but wrong for the northern frontier.
Okay, we can do this. Ditch just has to make it colder than 55. But how much colder? Ditch, we need a new dew point.
We do?
You've got to measure the dew point in the hangar, just like we did in the fog chamber.
Don't worry, guys. I've got it covered. The Ditch is always prepared.
Mr. Hacker, sir, we're tired. Can we take a break?
You'll take a break when I say you can take a break. Now break for you. You, get me another outfit.
I'm thinking something more regal, more royal, more Louis the 14th. You, my toenails need to be polished. And you, I need a new wig. No!
No droplets yet.
Maybe Louis the 13th instead.
It's down to 50. But still no water droplets.
More ice, Didge. Add more ice.
No, definitely not. Let's try Louis the 15th.
We've got droplets.
What's the temp?
45 cyber degrees.
All right. Got our new dew point. Didge, lower the temp to 45.
Right. Temperature lowered. It'll all be foggy inside here in a jiffy. Come on over, please.
Let's go.
Hey, Didi, that plant is moving.
Yeah, I saw it. Must be the wind.
Yeah, you're probably right.
This might do. Now I need to relax.
Make me comfortable!
Oh, it sure is cold in here.
We've got fog.
Fog?
Did somebody say fog?
I think I see them.
Yeah, come on.
Buzzy, everything's all foggy.
You better see what's going on out there. I can't see a thing.
Oops, sorry.
Watch it.
Bobby!
Inez?
Earthsprite!
This way!
Let's go!
Stop them!
Boss! Boss!
Where are you?
Boss!
Get me up, you dunce buckets!
It's too foggy. We'll never find our way out.
Ow! We need to turn off the air conditioning!
Right! Warm the air to make the fog disappear.
You want warm air? I'll give you warm air.
Don't let them get away!
We'll get him, boy!
We'll get him!
This way.
I caught one, Buzzy!
I got one too, Genie!
Yes!
Hey, won't be able to hide now!
I got his leg! Yeah. I got his leg!
Ow! He's got my leg!
Huh? Genie?
Buzzy?
Buzz! Delete! Where'd they go?
I don't know, boy.
We don't have the foggiest idea.
Here we are at the Gully Awards. All the stars are back in action. But the real stars of the day are the Cyber Squad. And there they are now with Mikey Spikey, director of their new film.
Thanks, kids. You saved the stylists, you saved this town, and you saved our movie.
All in a day's work, Mikey.
Cyber Squad, wave to the cameras! And once again, here in Gollywood, the show will go on.
Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
Anita! You look as beautiful as you did at the prom.
I'd rather not think about that night.
The past is the past. But today I'm going to show you a great time.
Well, make it snappy. I don't have much time until I fly to L.A.
Well, I remembered how much you wanted to see Rockefeller Center. And here it is.
Oh, no!
What's the matter?
There's no ice skating.
Oh, the cafe doesn't become an ice skating rink until late October.
I don't care.
Well, there's something else that's really amazing that I'd like to show you.
But I want to go ice skating!
I'm gonna show you the best view in New York City. Oh no!
You still really know how to show a girl a good time.
I'm sorry, Anita, but I can't control the weather. I have an idea. Let's go down a few floors.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, Janice. I was wondering if you could answer a weather question.
Well, I am a meteorologist, so I hope so.
See, my friend Anita is here from London. I knew her in high school. She was an exchange student. We went to the prom.
Okay, what does that have to do with weather?
Well, she's only in New York for one day, and I really wanted to show her the amazing view from the top of the Rock observation deck.
Well, yeah, but there's fog covering the skyline.
Could you predict when the fog will go away?
Well, do you know what the dew point is? All air has water vapor in it. And when the temperature drops to a certain point, the dew point, water vapor condenses into droplets and becomes fog.
Interesting.
What do you think happens when the temperature climbs above the dew point?
Ooh, the water evaporates and becomes invisible again. So that means when the temperature rises above the dew point, the fog will lift?
Right.
When will that happen?
Well, right now the dew point is 66 degrees in New York City, and within the hour, the temperature should climb to 68 degrees.
That's 2 degrees above the dew point, so the fog should disappear.
Exactly.
Oh, great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. See you later.
Ta-da!
Harry, thank you so much. This is amazing. And so are you. You made me very happy.
I was kind of hoping to make up for the prom night fiasco.
Could you do one more thing for me?
Sure.
Ask Janice if she can make the weather colder now so I can ice skate downstairs.